I'm living a movie, not living by rules. It's just a movie, don't lose your cool.
Yo, 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 pop, pop, and welcome to another episode of Spoiled Movie Reviews on the Blackout Tips Premium Podcast Network. I am your host, Rod. I am joined today by a very special guest, the host of the Gaming and Then Some podcast. You may know him on Twitter as at the Womb God. I know him as Sterling. What is up, my man?
What is up, man? How are you doing?
Good, man. Today we are covering a movie that I believe we are the only two to have ever seen.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
According to box office returns, which are not very good, this movie bombed horrendously.
Yeah, I believe the box office return was about like $22.
Yeah, it made, as of right now, $8,591. Oh, oh my God. Nigga, it hasn't even cleared $10 million. It's been 2 weeks, but it's a movie called Sin City 2. Now here, it's called Sin City: A Dame to Kill. Now here at the Blackout Tips Spoil Reviews, we do reviews people who've seen the movie, don't ever plan on seeing the movie, or just don't give a fuck about spoilers because we spoil everything. I don't know what to spoil with this bullshit.
The Allstate nigga got his eye torn out.
Yeah, Joseph Gordon-Levitt dies. So maybe maybe that. You don't get to see Rosario's titties, but you get to see a lot of Eva Green's.
Yeah, like, there's not really much to spoil because the movie just sucked. Like,
yeah. I do have a clip to play for the movie. Let me see if I can play this clip. Ray Liotta's in the movie, and he has a very pivotal
you're
scene.
You're gonna suck me dry! Ever stop!
Don't leave now!
Nobody's killing anybody. Not while I'm around.
Yeah, so, the movie's a whole lot of that. Nonsense sounding, a lot of violence, a lot of coloring and non-coloring, a lot of black and white with just the red hair highlighted or something like that, a lot of that. The movie stars Mickey Rourke, Jessica Alba, Josh Brolin, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Rosario Dawson, Bruce Willis, Eva Green, Powers Booth, Dennis Haysbert, Ray Liotta, just a ton of people that you think would make a good movie. Jeremy Piven. But the final result is not a good movie. The plot basically is, let me see here. By the way, it's so jumbled. Normally the plot, they put a press release into IMDb and you can read that. Mm-hmm. Here's what we have here. The actual press release they put is co-directors Robert Rodriguez and Frank Miller reunite to bring Miller's Sin City graphic novels back to the screen, weaving together two of Miller's classic stories with new tales. The town's most hardboiled citizens cross paths with some of its most notorious inhabitants. So they couldn't even come up with, a man does this and, you know,
it's so basic, yo, like,
oh, it's that confusing, man. Let's get into it. Let's first talk about what worked for this movie. I'm actually shocked because looking at IMDb, it has a 7.1 out of 10.
Say that shit, yo. Like, how do you get a 7 out of 10 out of this fucking movie? Like,
yeah, dog. Like, did you watch what I watched? Or do you just like, did Frank Miller vote for all these?
Yeah, he was all 73 users.
Yeah, because you know, Frank Miller hates his own movies. Right. Except, I mean, all the movies that, you know, are based off his shit. Like, he really hated, what was it? Watchmen even.
Mm-hmm.
And all the Batman movies. But somehow the shit he's co-directed is okay. And I gotta say, I disagree, Frank. You gotta stay away from my movies, bro.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what worked for you, man, for Sin City.
I don't think anything worked. Like, mm-hmm. The only thing, possibly being a short runtime under 2 hours.
I wrote that down. Yep.
That was it. Like it was just to that point. Like it was just like, I don't even understand it. It wasn't a long runtime. I think like 94 minutes or some shit like that,
mm-hmm.
but it still felt long winded.
It felt so long.
I don't understand how that's even physically possible. Like, they broke something in the space-time continuum when they made this fucking movie so bad. I Eva Green's titties was all in the movie,
mm-hmm.
and by the end of the movie, I didn't even care that her titties were in the movie.
After Josh Brolin's part was over, and his story ended, and they kept going, I was like, why?
Yeah.
And that was probably only 75 minutes into the movie, and I was like, oh, I don't want to care. I don't want to see the rest of this. That's how bad this is.
Yeah.
Let's see what worked for me. Jesus, man. I'm trying to. Powers Booth worked for me as Senator Rourke.
He's
a good bad guy. I mean, he just has that bad guy feel to him. Eva Green's titties worked for me. Amazing titties, but I mean, pornography is readily available on the internet, guys.
Her titties worked for me until Rosario came out. And then I didn't get her titties.
Yeah, then I was like, what about your titties, though?
Yeah, that's all I was focused on at that point was her titties.
I was happy to see Dennis Haysbert working again.
Mm-hmm, Minute.
Yeah, and some of his fight scenes were okay.
Yeah.
He fought, especially the scene where he fought Mickey Rourke or whatever. That was graphic, fucked up scene.
Yeah, man.
Speaking of which, the graphic violence worked for me. It was over the top and stupid, but comic booky and like, you know what? I want to say that, but then there was a part where like Dennis Haysbert loses his eye and I laughed because I was just like, that's stupid. Like, because his eye looks so big.
He just took that shit out.
Yeah.
Like, what really fucked me up is I thought after they took it out and then after Josh Brolin got shot in the eye,
mm-hmm.
I thought for a minute Mickey Rourke gave him Dennis Haysbert's eye.
Yeah.
I was so confused by this dumbass movie.
Christopher Maloney was good as the detective who gets obsessed with Eva Green's character, Ava.
Yeah.
Like, that dude was good. He was Cuban being the shit out of his wife and his partner.
Yo, he didn't want to hear shit Jeremy Pym had to say. I understand her.
He was like, you do not call her that. And he kept calling her names. I said, you're going to kill this dude. You know what? Let's just talk about what didn't work, bro. And we'll go back and forth on this because I feel like if I go, I'll talk 30 minutes. If you go, you'll probably talk 30 minutes about what didn't work. So let's just go back and forth. You name a thing, I'll name a thing till we're out of shit. Name one thing that didn't work for you.
I would have to say I don't know why it happened this time, but the graphic style of the movie didn't work for me.
Yeah, it felt dated.
Yeah, and it felt forced this time.
Yeah, you know, like, even the, from the very beginning when they show Mickey Rourke and they do the chase scene thing and they show the cars feel like they weigh about 1 pound.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make, it's not even an attempt at realism at all, and all the roads apparently in Sin City are all on cliffs.
Right? Like, I don't understand where the fuck they live.
Yeah.
They live like 2 miles above sea level on a mountain in the city in the projects, like, with one mansion. Like, it's the most random shit ever.
And the bad guys in the first scene are so cliche and terrible and, like, they have this whole throwback feel of, like, a 1950s movie where it's like, you know, keep it cool, buddy. We're going to get them. Yeah, cool out the heater, Terry, you know.
Yeah.
So it was just so, yeah, that whole, yeah, but you're right. The graphic style and presentation just really leaves a lot to be desired. What didn't work for me, one of the things, Jessica Alba won't get naked. Now, I'm not saying that as like some pervert who's just like frustrated with her not getting naked because I want to see her titties and shit. It wasn't even that. It was that her part is a stripper who's supposed to be like the biggest attraction in Sin City, a city about, you know, sin. Everyone's fucking, everyone's getting naked. The fucking old towns occupied by fucking prostitutes with guns. I'm expecting, like, if she's the it, Nancy is the yep. the woman you have to see, and the drawing that they have of Nancy that promotes her at the beginning of the opening credits, you can tell that she's like scantily clad and titties out. She won't even take her clothes off. And she's supposed to be drunk and out of control, and it's still like the least erotic, supposed to be erotic dancing.
Seriously, and, yo.
Yeah, it came off so, it was like, why did you even take the part?
I don't get it. Like, I don't get how she still is in movies. Like, mm-hmm. I'm looking at her IMDb right now, and she really doesn't make that many movies from 2010 till now. So, like, how the fuck, like, how does she get, like, I really think it's got back in this role because she was in the original one, but she just didn't fit. Like, watching her whole scenes with the, like, supposedly trying to kill the senator and shit, but couldn't pull herself to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just horrible. And then being like the only stripper who doesn't get naked.
Yeah, she can barely act for one.
Yeah.
But then it's like a slap in the face to Eva Green, who totally committed to this part, and I almost felt bad for her mm-hmm. for committing to this shit, because no one else in the movie really does.
Yep.
So, yeah, man, that was my thing. Jessica Alba, terrible. Character was a waste of a character. Acting is horrible and wouldn't even get naked, which is just a slap in the face to the entire point of the fucking movie. What about you? Another thing you didn't like?
It would have to be, it's something really small, but I don't like that Mickey Rourke or Marv in the movie
mm-hmm.
never referred to his hands as his mitts when mm-hmm. he did that shit so much in the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. It would really caught me off guard is he never said it, but there's a scene when he's even talking about his hands and these gloves and never mentions it. I'm like, wait, like, did y'all not watch the first movie? When this nigga said, like, all he has is mitts, like, that was his thing, and then in this one, it's never to be spoken of again.
Yeah.
It was, I don't know, like, I don't understand how, if this is your movie, you can't write what you remember writing from the first one.
Dude, his character is, in general, seemed contrived and pointless in this whole joint. Like, he really didn't have shit to do, and he kept going on adventures with other people, and it felt like he was just doing it because
he was
a... Yeah, it was a cool character from the first one, and we need to put him in the movie for the second one.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, if you think about it, there's no reason for him to assist Josh Brolin's character.
Nope.
He just walks up and gets in the middle of that story so that, hey, now we're going to have a cool fight scene. But, you know, story-wise, it doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, like, doesn't, like, halfway through the movie, he just starts asking to fight people?
Yeah.
Like, knock him the fuck out, I'll do it. I ain't got shit else to do, like...
Yeah, and in the last scene, he joins Jessica Alba for just cause.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's just a lot of, it doesn't really make sense to me what his character is doing there. So, yeah, not to mention the prosthetics have aged badly, and it just looks stupid now
mm-hmm.
with all that shit on his face. Let's see, another thing that didn't work for me, keeping it to the movie, the graphic representation of color on here, where some shit was black and white and then someone's hair would be yellow, then it would be red, and then, you know, they'd pull up to the car and the car would be an orange car and everything else is black and white and dark. Like, it just didn't age well and it looked so stupid. It felt like something that was made on PlayStation 1 cutscenes and yeah. It totally took me out of the movie every time they tried to do a quote unquote cool special effect with that shit.
Yeah, it seemed like I don't understand how they did this, because with the first one, like, you know, it was basically just, you know, black and white, and I think sometimes they did blonde hair, and then this one they went, let's just do color randomly. Like, that's how they felt they could step it up for the sequel. We're just adding more colors.
Yeah.
It seems so, like, just elementary to do in a movie. Like, that's going to be what we do for the second one, just give you more colors. Like, let's give Eva Green and make her eyes green, you know, randomly throughout the movie. Not even every scene, just randomly in certain scenes. Like, I just didn't get it.
Yeah, it's like they tried to be deep, but it wasn't that deep, you know? Even the thing they did with the glasses with the detectives in the car, where sometimes they were glossed over and sometimes they weren't, like, it was nothing to it, you know? So I just thought that was stupid. Give me something else that didn't work for you, man.
I think it would be, Josh Brolin's, I guess voiceover is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Like, whenever he would do his, you know, monologues of what he was doing in the movie, like, him and, I don't think they had him for Eva Green because they were only for, like, the actual main characters of each storyline.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, at least for him, it seems like he was a decent enough actor where he didn't need that, and making him do those lines actually made each part he was in worse for me.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, yeah, and it was like a jackhammer hits me in my chest. Yeah. Followed by a freight train to my brain. Like, was, yeah, stupid.
Because with Jessica Alba, she didn't, she can't act. So having her narrate her shit made sense. But for like Josh Brolin, like he can actually act. So like you didn't need him to do the narration like a comic book or a graphic novel. When like I get that you're trying to keep it, make it feel like a graphic novel. So you're having him narrate it. But nobody else does that, and a lot of other movies are based off graphic novels and comic books, and we don't need just random narration throughout it to get what's happening, because normally in those movies, the people can just act well, and they understand that.
Yeah. Thing that didn't work for me, the ghost of Bruce Willis. Pointless character, pointless being in the script. Felt like he just wanted to check. Spent a whole lot of time just going, baby, but don't do this.
I totally forgot he was dead. Until halfway through the movie.
Yeah, dude. Like, when they show him in the bar for a second, I'm like, so he survived killing himself?
Yeah, like, I was like, why the fuck is he sitting there? Like,
I guess.
I really didn't get that scene until later when, like, I realized he was dead. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, I just gotta say, man, Frank Miller just, maybe he's just overrated, man. You know, like, he's a guy who I think people, nerds love because he shits on everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the new scale of, like, you're a better nerd if you don't like anything. But his shit's not untouchable, man. And this is the second example of just some shit involving him where I'm like, yeah, dog, it wasn't good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's reprehensibly bad. And, and it's not just because of the movie, but the ideas on paper are bad. You know, like, I don't want to watch this shit. The same thing happened with The Spirit, you know, like the way he loosely writes shit about power and control, where like somehow Senator Rourke thought his son was going to be able to be president in this weird world of reality he built. Like, it just doesn't make sense. He keeps a picture in his office of his son once he had his dick blown off and turned yellow. Like,
the weirdest shit is that for 90% of the movie, he's talking about how his son could be president.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the final end, when he's talking to Jessica Alba, talks about how he understands he could really never be president.
Yeah.
Like, what's any of the other shit for? What you kill Joseph Gordon-Levitt for, nigga? Like,
right.
None of this shit makes sense.
Yeah. Give me something else that didn't work for you, man.
I think I might not have had anything else. Like,
all right.
That narration shit was really like the biggest thing that really killed it for me.
Yeah. Something else that didn't work for me, man. They really didn't use Rosario Dawson or, like Jeremy Piven. Ray Liotta's in it for 4 minutes. Like, some of these, character actors are better than the actors they gave long ass stories to.
Mm-hmm.
And could have done more with them, and they really didn't do shit with them. They were just kind of in the movie for a quick second. Even Joseph Gordon-Levitt is kind of wasted in this movie. He actually does try, which I'll give him credit for.
Mm-hmm.
The fight choreography is probably the worst, I've seen in a bit. Like, they had the one really good fight between Dennis Haysbert and, Mickey Rourke. I thought was really fun. And, you know, the way they were fucking each other up, it felt like a heavyweight battle.
Mm-hmm.
Man, but there's like a ninja hooker chick in this joint.
Oh, yeah, the Asian chick.
Man, it looked like they photoshopped that shit, man. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
Yeah.
She was like, it just magically appearing out of nowhere, chopping the heads off of two people while spinning and jumping 70 feet in the air and then landing 40 feet away and disappearing. It was like, who did this?
It looked like a really bad video game cutscene. Like, every time she would pop up.
Dude, and like an old one. You know, I'm like, not. Yeah. Something from the last 7 years.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about like some shit from like the Wii.
Dude.
Like, heroes. Like, this shit is bad, yo.
Dog, that joint blew me every time. Cause you know me, man. I get excited about any type of ninja shit, and she had like that ninja vibe. I was like, here we go. And yeah, as soon as she got her action scenes, I was like, this is dumb, you know? So that shit blew me. It was terrible. The writing was so predictable too. Like, for Frank Miller to supposedly be this GOAT comic book writer and shit.
Yeah.
Other than The Dark Knight, man, and more specifically Dark Knight Returns, why? What? Like, what about his shit isn't predictable? I knew how the story was gonna play out from the fucking jump.
That nigga's basically the Nas of comic book writers. Like, right. He got one great, and that was it.
Yeah, and now he talks shit about everybody who, like, yeah. Yo shit whack. I'm like, yo shit whack, nigga. Like, everybody's seen the A Dame to Kill For type of story. It's not a new story. The detective dude falls in love with a chick that's just bad to the core. It never works out. You
Wait,
know?
I got one more thing I fucking hated.
Yeah.
They said the goddamn title of the movie in the movie.
Oh, yeah. Now that's A Dame to Kill For there.
Nigga. Like, I almost walked out the fucking theater, yo. Like,
people in my theater were laughing at this movie as we were watching it. Not the good way.
Yeah, no, I fully understand. Yeah. Like
they said that, and I heard two dudes in the background go, "Ha!" like that. Oh, look, they did it. You know, so it was not good.
Yeah.
And the writing was probably some of the worst I've ever experienced. It was mercifully short, like you said, so that's good. But I mean, it felt like the entire movie took place in front of a big ass green screen. Some of the cuts, shit like when they were driving and it was obvious that they were in a fake car with a green screen behind them.
Yeah.
Shit like that was stupid.
Yeah, like when they were all in Senator Rourke's limo and shit.
Yeah, man. Just like, are you guys going to try to make a good movie? Or are you just going to hope that we all get nostalgia and walk away like, wow, that was really good? And I guess we know the answer to that now. Let's go ahead and rate this bad boy from 0 to 5. On the More Epic Than Love Jones scale, Sterling, what would you give it?
It would be a man fuck you.
Yeah, that's a 0. And I gotta echo Sterling's sentiments. It's man fuck you. And I mean that. Like, don't go watch this even on TNT. Don't check this out on HBO or Netflix. It's not worth your time. You're wasting your time. Don't even watch the original now. Like, this rarely happens, but a sequel has made the original bad to me.
Yeah, I don't want to even go back and find out if I really don't like the original anymore.
Right.
It just fucked it all the way up. Like, and I really blame all this shit on 300 Rise of an Empire, because that shit was so good and came like so many years later.
Mm-hmm.
I was giving Sin City 2 a chance off that.
Me too.
Like, man, like, if they could do it, maybe this one could do it. As soon as you sit down, like, 15 minutes in, you're like, nah, they can't do it.
Dog, it was immediately evident this shit was gonna be terrible. And yeah, man, I wish it had been good. I you guys know I hate shitting on a movie. Mm-hmm. But this shit wasted a fucking hour and a half of my life, and totally not worth it. If you have a chance to skip it. Go see Guardians of the Galaxy twice. Go yep. see something else. I'd watch Transformers again. I mean, I'd watch TMNT again before I watch this shit. And I'm not joking.
Yeah, I would too. I'm not gonna lie. I got way more enjoyment out of fucking Ninja Turtles than this shit.
Yep. So, all right, guys, we'll talk to you guys later. Make sure you check out Sterling Gaming and Then Some podcast. Make sure you guys go to his website, GATS Pod.
Yep.
And follow him on Twitter at The Wound God. I get a lot of my comic book news from him, man. Like, a lot of my nerd news and shit. And every once in a while he hits me up with something specifically for me. Like that Dead or Alive 5 coming.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. So we'll check you guys out here at Spoiler Movie Reviews on the Blackout Test Premium Network next time. Peace.
Get your act together. My life's a movie. I'll leave you in that act forever. My life's like a movie. My life's like a movie. My life's like a movie.